Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Trade Zone, Australia's largest online electrical wholesaler. Now open in Parafield. Visit tradezone.com.au.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Rush Hour. It's a Wednesday. It is the 5th of May. Hope you had a marvellous day today. We're glad to bring the show to you live all around the country and the world. I say hello to Greg Blewett and to you, Bernie Vince. I welcome you.
Where'd you get the Pommy accent from, Jazz?
Hello, by the way.
What?
Well, you sound like a English cricket commentator or something.
Quite restrained.
You're very proper and hello and welcome to the Rush Hour. You got your hand up? You want to say something?
Good to be here.
Jars, what is going on?
What's happening? Like, you're trying to be too proper. This isn't you.
Don't talk properly and keep talking over the top of us.
Yeah.
That's
go back to being you.
Don't put your hand up.
Get your hand down.
Lads, we've got a big show coming. Text Taylor Walker from the Adelaide Crows, former Adelaide Crows captain, will join us
on
the
good.
Rush Hour, Triple M's Rush Hour. He will come in and be live and we'll chat all sorts of things. Contract, form, family, U-burn. Furious Five is back.
Yes, it is.
And Gregory, you're playing golf today?
I am.
All
yes,
the best.
I hope so. What a beautiful like day. Beautiful.
Did you talk over the top of Greg then?
No.
Jump in. Is that time out for me?
You're all dapper?
I'm dapper.
Oh, we're talking clothes now, are we?
Dapper. I've got some golf clothes on. Andrew?
Skivvy, new haircut.
What do you think of the new haircut?
Shit out.
Well, when I walked in, someone said it looked like Bernie's.
Hey, my sister cuts my hair, as you can tell.
Yeah. No, she does a good job.
Jazz.
Yes, Bernard.
I was concerned about yesterday's show because you didn't ask me about... Did you talk over me there?
Apologies.
Just pull your head back in. That's time out for you for a while. I'm concerned because you booked me in without my knowledge for colonic. And you booked it in and you were secretly on the phone. And as we heard yesterday...
What was that word?
Secretly.
Okay.
What?
You didn't
Did you talk
it.
Over me again? Honestly, you'll be banned. Look, now, I listened back to it. And my favourite part of this whole thing, and I've got confirmation around the office, they're all talking about it. And it's their favourite thing. I gave them four options of their favourite bit and played a bit to each one.
Yeah.
Everyone picked this bit.
Because I'm very sensitive.
Most people wouldn't. Honestly, I have never heard of you.
I
don't.
That's good, Lily.
Most people wouldn't know who you are.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. So
unless they're into.
I don't know. I'm just a hardworking young Australian.
How flat were you after she didn't know you?
What about you couldn't get any words out?
No,
she said that.
You were rattled.
No, I wasn't rattled.
Yes, you were.
I was so disappointed with you two gentlemen because you eavesdropped on my conversation. I made that phone call privately in the studio where no one can hear anything to book in, and you spoke to me earlier, months earlier, saying that, if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah,
so
but
I'll put you down to come with me.
I was just thinking you'd forget.
So you won't come and do it with me?
Well, not really. I've got to think about it.
Oh.
First thing.
So that's disrespectful on your behalf.
You've been doing radio for 30 years,
Been around. Should be Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Right. And one of the first things people tell you when you work in the media, and you're around microphones, you're always
true.
You're always
lying. It's true. Right? You played it without my permission.
Oh, well,
I was so embarrassed. My phone didn't stop last night.
You booked me in for something.
Fat ass, and you need more hoses than one. And...
You asked for a special hose.
Yeah, well,
that was your fault.
I'm only jumping on the back of Gregory Blewett. That's his name, Gregory Blewett, Bluey.
You'd be the first one to jump on his back.
Yeah. Oh. You recommended that we should go and get it done.
Mention Bernie. You've been complaining about your bloating.
Yeah.
No.
You're very bloated.
Well, no. I've got fluid retention issues.
Right. So get it sorted. It'll sort you out.
Hopefully they'll get that.
An internal
more fluid up there.
And Lily was a lovely lady, so we're booked in for June.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm not.
All right.
Found this stick.
What do you say then?
Jars, we've got good news.
Oh, no.
As you know, the Furious Five is back today.
Yes, sir.
All thanks to Automasters.
Oh!
Switch and save on your car service and repairs. Call 1-300. Automasters, we have
a sponsor. What are they doing?
Do they realise? They've obviously just
people
wanted...
People like you trying to knock that great segment down. I've got a sponsor, Burn. No, you've been good.
But do they? Have they ever listened to the segment?
I don't know, Burn.
I suggest they haven't.
No, that's right.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's
talk about Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Yes, he's in the studio live on this top rating Rush Hour. We are global and we say a big hello to you, Tex!
KJ speaks better than Bluey.
Oh!
Sentences together better than you, Bluey.
Don't jump up. I've made two mistakes in 5 years.
Nah. There's at least three.
Jump on board,
mate. There's at least three. And your last one, you made up a word. It was...
Have you got Haydo?
Yeah, I think I've got
Put Lossless up there.
So here's the first question from Bluey.
Bill of Heath.
Today, Junior.
Dyson, get $100 off your first order.
Haydos. Haydos, play Lossless. Play Bernie Vince on the weekend. I don't know whether you've
don't
heard
do
this.
Don't do that,
Haydo. It's not. No.
Oh,
I haven't got it.
Oh,
I haven't got it.
Good boy,
Haydo. You've got to stop stuffing up down on the boundary line.
The pressure gets you there.
Oh, actually, I did not. No, don't you dare
put
the
finger. It's so regular that we just let
anyway,
that go.
Anyway, it's not about me stuffing up. It's about picks.
Yeah. So who actually runs this show?
Like, I'm the big dog.
You're the big dog?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's the biggest person.
Oh, I hear that. Please. How do you put up with that?
Well,
how long have you been putting up with this?
Well, I actually believe it because I'm currently sitting on this chair that's half broken.
Ditz sat on that.
That was you.
That actually makes sense. Yeah.
No, he's lost a bit of weight, Ditz.
Ditz? Yeah. When you have an air cut.
This will get back.
Whose show would you rather come on, actually? Text just...
Oh, this is a good question.
Well, to be honest, boys, I'm with Ruin Ditz every week in the morning, so I'm going to have to say Ruin Ditz. they put food on the table. Yeah.
You have to, though. Yeah, you said you had to say that.
Right. Yeah. No, it's good to be here, boys. I haven't seen you boys for a while, so thank you very much for having me in.
Pleasure. How come you walked into the studio and hugged these two individuals, but you bypassed me and gave me the daggers, and I was a bit scared?
What do you reckon?
Well, I'm trying to get your new contract with Rusciutto and the Crows. I love everything you've been doing. I'm proud of you. We've come a long way. Bern and I talk a lot about you.
Oh, not really to you.
But do you promise the world and deliver atlases?
Oh, here we get to the bottom of it. More text.
Here we go. It's about the roast, isn't it?
Well, it has to be.
How many years did I promise you the roast? Seven?
Infinity.
Now he doesn't even know what it is because it was a barbecue.
Yeah.
Now you're just making food up.
You were going to have us around, though, Tex.
Now, this is a good question. What happened with that?
Well, I'm just going to repay what he's been doing to me. I will get you around.
Now, big boy.
I might get a couple of Adelaide United boys around.
Oh, Carly Beard.
All right. You got the coach around?
Yeah. No. No, I didn't.
Are you on the lie detector?
No, not at all.
Why am I getting three heads nodding at me?
Now, can we talk about Showdown? How many you've played in there? What's this? Number
I reckon it'd probably be about 15, maybe? 15, 16? I don't know.
What are they like?
Love them.
I missed out on it. Burn's been there.
Yeah, they're good fun. Obviously, the state does come alive for the week. I actually was down at the local Woolworths yesterday, and I had a couple come up to me and said that they owned a news agency. One was Port, one was Crows, and they don't speak for the whole week. So that's the rivalry that it creates in this state. But it doesn't really matter where you're on the ladder, Burn.
No,
it's always a good game. So hopefully it'll be like that Saturday night.
They get a week off, so I might get a news agency maybe, so I don't have to talk to Ab for a week.
Or Ab.
Are you out of the doghouse yet?
Are you in the doghouse? What's happened?
I've built a bigger one, a more comfortable one, because I'm always in there. So I thought, we better. Are you concerned about your performance over the last 3 weeks? Not you individually. You're still kicking goals, but the team, and in particular the midfield, because they haven't performed over the past 3 weeks and three losses. And people are saying, well, this is the real Crows. This is what we thought would happen this year, and it was just an out of
it. Who's saying that?
Well, the media are.
Like who?
Well, Burns in who. The media?
Yeah, I haven't said it. No, I haven't.
Burns has
no,
said
it. It was in the paper today. Did say it.
Certainly the last few weeks we've been in, the or before last week against GWS, we're in the position to win both our games, but unfortunately we weren't able to do it. And then on the weekend we probably took a step backwards. But in footy you get the next week, Bluey, and we've got to bounce back. So we had a great review on Tuesday, on Monday, sorry, and we'll bounce back on Saturday night.
What was the most important thing to come out of that review, you reckon?
Oh, we just spoke about how the little things make big areas of mistakes. So we obviously were a little bit off in so many areas, and the result obviously took care of itself. But we've fixed that. We've trained yesterday. Got a session tomorrow, so we'll be ready to go Saturday night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett, and an ex-player that's been mates with at least one member of the MRP in the past.
It was a big hit from Bernie Vince. 50 metres paid.
Now to football, and Crow Bernie Vince has avoided punishment for his controversial hit during Showdown 34.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
That was Chad Wingard that I hit, and he deserved it because he was a cocky, running around, lipping off. And he kicked two. He kicked the winning goal.
He probably would have deserved it.
I think Tex asked me to do it because he was lipping Tex the whole time.
How many did he get off the ball?
Oh.
No, he... on the ball they were, well, most of them.
on the ball.
They were.
Did you hit anyone? Have you hit been physical?
Yes.
Like, you do throw your body around.
You got 3 weeks one day, Jazz.
Tackling, when Craigie told me I had to tackle, and I did tackle, and I got suspended twice.
He didn't have a tackle for about 6 weeks, what? Zero. Duck that, eggs, globe.
No, remember that when we played Richmond at Amy Stadium, I got told I wasn't tackling. I was still kicking bags at Norwood. I'd come in, and I'd got Steve Morrison, dumped him on his head, and got holding the ball. I had a shot on goal. Kicked I think it. I missed it. Yeah. No, I missed it. And then I got the tap on the shoulder on Monday saying I got reported. What bloody for?
Like you had the front.
Told you not to tackle. Yeah.
What did you say in there? Did you plead not guilty? Well, you told him that Craigie told you you had to tackle.
Yeah, that didn't help. I did it a couple of weeks later when I'd come back, got Harry Taylor, slung him and got a couple of weeks as well.
Every time he went to tackle, he got suspended. Mind you, Steve Morris has only just woken up from his coma because a pole drove him into the ground. As part of your review, you said it was a very good one Monday. Does Nixie ever bring up round one against Geelong? Because I feel like that's the blueprint of how we'd love to see you play week in, week out. And I know you've got a young group and you're going to fluctuate a little bit, but that attack on the ball, the pressure, just the way you played, that's what we're proud of. Does he ever go back to that? Or does he use it?
We have gone back to that a few times. So that's the game we want to emulate going forward. So we have gone back to that quite a few times, but we just got to try and do it again now. Can you stop playing with that Melbourne Footy Club lanyard?
I'm just laying
you're
it
Crows,
there because...
No, you're a Crows boy.
It's a good point.
No, they're 7-0, so why wouldn't you play with it?
Oh, there it is.
You're a Crows boy. Yeah, you're not a Melbourne mate. Right. You're a Crows, mate. You're a Crows champion.
Well, that's the first time you've said that to me.
Well, you are.
Thank
you.
Tex, now, you and Byrne obviously great mates. Now, I was tuning in on the bounce on Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Bernie's trying to get you in on with your defensive efforts. In with the, what do you call it? The golden fist, yes. That's it. Oh. And then it came across, showed you handing over some cash at your house. and I know that you love Home and Away. Like the acting was unbelievable. How many takes did you? Yeah, how many?
One take.
One take.
Yeah, did you see how much cash was in the bag?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was a bit just flying around. You said, just leave it. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Street sweeper picked it up. How did that go down, Ben? I didn't get to see
it.
No,
it went down very good. You just sort of maybe what? Just paused a little bit between names.
Cash?
Yeah.
For you gazing moves? Don't give any to Chief.
No, Chief.
No, don't give it. I'm talking about the money, not the
you're a director concerned. Now,
yeah,
you're a TV director.
No, actually, Ellie was a director.
Ellie was, yeah.
She's
Ellie.
Quite happy with. She's good at directing. She tells Dex what to do and he listens.
Oh, here we go.
I was going to say, we weren't surprised that she was bossing us around.
She basically stole my phone and she just took over. I said, you don't even know what we want. She goes, oh, I know what you want.
Anyway. She actually did, didn't she? She knows too much.
Mm. What do you think of Bluey's
outfit,
cardigan, and new haircut?
You got the white Nike Airs on. Where's your bum bag? Yeah. You making pizzas later on? Or? How's your shoulder?
This is golf. This is my golf.
You tried to run through me on the weekend.
So what happened? It was like hitting a brick wall, wasn't it?
Tex, what happened?
I saw the vision blue.
Yeah.
We had our last on-ground warm-up, and I was running back down the race. I saw him bloody canoodling with Nixie, sucking up to Nixie, doing an interview.
He does do that. Because he impersonates Nixie.
He does.
Yeah.
Go on.
And then I went to run past, and he like, give me the wink. Went to put his hand out. I thought, bugger him. Yeah. Dropped the shoulder.
Good boy. Good boy.
I was surprised you're okay to play the game, actually, after that.
Apparently, they had to call up Biggles and get him back on the boundary because 12 days concussion protocol.
What question did you ask Nixie?
We would have just got Byron Pickett back for Biggles.
The showdown could be about to explode as Byron Pickett claims another victim in AFL football.
You know, Biggles, his spirit's still on the footy park.
Yeah.
He's still lying there.
Nah, the funniest thing was when he's on the stretcher on the cart, where he's waving to the crowd. Yeah. No one was waving at him.
And no one was clapping.
He's clapping himself, and everyone's like, just get off.
What did you ask Nixie?
I said, after the disappointment down in Launceston, how was the week? You know, getting a young group back
that's
up.
Not a question.
That is a boring
the footy questions to the footy people.
You might as well ask him how you're feeling.
They bully you in here, don't they?
We bully him, do we?
I listen quite a bit. Yeah,
right. And we. So who's the bully?
Well, they means you and Bernie.
Yeah. No, you're 100%. Yeah, you're 100% right. And I'm going to take the matter further, but
where do you take it? I'm taking legal proceedings.
And it's with my lawyers.
You've got lawyers.
I actually just got my certificate of bachelor in business this week.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
And I had to study HR, so if you need any help.
Oh, there it is.
Beautiful.
What does that stand for?
HR, human resources, Bernard.
Isn't it human relations?
No, it's human resources.
Human resources. You keep going
and I'll take you there as well.
Yes. Good luck Saturday night. All right, Port's home game. They're going to give it to you.
Why are you laughing when you say they're going to give it to us?
No, but to you. The Port fans love
you. Don't touch
him, Justin. Oh, yeah, they love me.
And I reckon you'll kick five Saturday night.
You reckon?
I've been saying it every week, haven't I? Text five.
No, you haven't. You said...
What did I say?
Well, he'd need to kick five this week.
It was more than he did. I'm there for you in the corner. All the best. Get around him and let's just see a real good contest on Saturday night, young man.
Yeah, we'll try and give you that, mate.
Nice to see you.
You too, mate.
Thanks for coming in, Tex.
And if you good see effort. Bluey again, make sure we don't see him for just, a couple of weeks after the next hit.
Just keep coat hanging.
What's going on?
The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Oh, big announcement came our way today, and I got a bit emotional, boys. As you know, I love this segment, the Furious Five. I've been working hard behind the scenes for 2 years to find a sponsor because this will win an award. There's no doubt it will go global, but Haydo,
yep.
Thank you to a very good sponsor that's come on board.
Automasters, switch and save on your car service and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
What are Automasters thinking?
No.
What are they thinking?
They know they're on a winner. Steve from Underdale. Good afternoon, Steve.
G'day, guys. How we going?
Welcome. And Kirby from Mount Gambier. Hello, Kirby.
Hello. How are you?
And you're a Crows or Power Girl?
Crows.
Steve?
Port Adelaide, mate.
Oh, dear. It's a showdown.
We've got a showdown. It's a showdown. Furious Five. Hello. Wow.
I like it.
Kirby, how do you think we'll go this week?
I'm pretty sure we'll be right in there.
Okay. Oh. And Steve?
Hopefully a bit more confident than that.
He's already.
He got flogged by Brisbane last
week. Yeah, we got flogged as well.
True.
Five questions. If you call your name out first and then answer the question, you should be fine.
What kind of rules are that?
Automasters have just dropped their sponsorship.
You haven't even asked the question yet.
Jump off now.
If you answer the question, you should be fine.
There's one point for a correct answer.
Are you serious?
And enjoy. Enjoy and have fun.
Oh, and enjoy.
Jesus Christ. Are we ready to go? Questions, please. Who's doing
I'm
the questions?
Start. I'm going to
Gregory,
start.
Gregory, go.
All right, here we go. Which member of this show has won a showdown medal?
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
Root.
No.
Why is it clapping?
No.
Okay, it's like, well, no. Bruce right. not even
no.
part
Kirby,
of the show.
Kirby, you got a chance to answer that question. Someone in this studio.
Is it Dit?
Dit? No, love.
I like that.
It was not Dit. It was.
Dit. No, she called him Dit.
No, it's Dit. Greg, who is it?
Well, it was Bernie.
Our boy Bernie yeah. Vince. What year
what
was
were
it,
you
Bernie?
Doing? How many did you play?
No, I got cut into 96, then Malcolm Blight took over, and that's when Showdown started in 97. Okay. I probably should have played
I won one in my first Showdown ever.
There you go. So it's nil all. Seven. Question two, Byrne.
Who was the ringleader of the infamous Ramsgate Rumble pub brawl between Crows and Port in 2002?
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
Oh. Is that one Ru?
Yeah.
If you just keep saying Roo, you'll eventually get it right.
1-0. And don't forget there's lifelines
what
too.
What about the Port players for a double point?
No, you're not. No, don't. No,
it's my question.
No, it's my quiz.
Well,
and
it
no,
says
there's
here,
no double points.
For double points, no, who is the Port player?
But we're not going to do double points.
Do you know, Steve, just for no points?
Josh Parr.
Yes, yes, well done.
Well, he's
for
not
double
getting a double point.
Point.
There's no way I'm letting Kirby.
Did you say infamous?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Well, it's not infamous.
It's not, mate.
It's infamous.
Infamous.
I can that say
that's just
how
a little lesson. That's free of charge. That one,
well done, yeah,
coming
Gregory.
From. Well,
next question: what is Port forward Charlie Dixon doing Friday pre-showdown?
It's in the paper. You got a lifeline if you need one.
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
I'm going to have to use a lifeline though.
Okay, buddy.
You want? Don't know.
Bernie, Vince, Greg Blewett, or Andrew Jarman?
Bluey.
Well, he'd be taking
him.
You
can't blame him. You can't look at the paper, you cheeky bastard.
Well, it's something to do with his car. He's taking
his
car out.
Well, just say it. What is it?
No.
Taking his car out for a spin or...
No.
Yes. Incorrect. Hey-do.
Hey-do.
No.
No, hey-do.
It's not. Yes. Well, we've got to see if Steve wants to actually use that as an answer.
No, that's not how it works. Don't you try and change it.
Or he can have a go himself.
Yeah. Kirby can have a go if she wants the lifeline. Kirby?
Is it my turn?
Are you gonna it's your turn, Kirby.
Is he going to get his tyres done fitted on his car?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Oh, because
he's,
more
no, because he's at the bend
more
for the V8 race.
That's what I said.
And that's what he'll have to do when he races. So Kirby's right. Well done.
No.
Can someone step in? Louis, you got to know your footy.
Questions four, Byrne.
Greg Blewett is rostered to work the boundary line for the showdown this weekend. Based on this sample, who should he be?
Clean belly, bill of health.
Today, Junior.
Kirby. Tyson. Get $100 off your first order.
Kirby?
Yep. Roo.
What was the question? If Automasters is listening, jump
they
off
loving
right
it.
Now.
They're this, loving it.
Let me just read this question again.
Yeah,
I'm going to read it word for
go,
word.
Go, Burn.
The boundary line for the showdown this weekend, based on this sample or crosses,
should he be?
Oh,
should I be working on the
boundary? Yeah. She said no.
So it's a yes or no.
So it's a win for Kirby,
Right. It is. So what's the score, Charles?
It's 2-1. Kirby's
won. Who's been the answer for three of the four questions?
Are you there, Steve?
Sure, am I.
Hang in there, buddy.
And dip.
All right, number five, Greg.
Roo's just as bad as me.
Number five, please, chicken legs.
Which side has won the most showdowns?
Kirby.
Yes, Kirby.
Crows.
Oh. Steve.
Port Adelaide.
Oh, well done, Steve.
It's two apiece. Who's got the lifeline question? Boom.
I got the lifeline question right
What are you looking at? It's on the sheet, isn't it?
No, it's yours.
No, it's yours, and you don't.
This is your segment, and you don't ever do.
Don't you throw me under the bus because you'll
do
be
a
working
question,
at an AM station
case.
If I finish with you, Greg. Boom.
Name one of the two players for Port Adelaide that have been co-captains.
Oh,
I've got no idea.
Okay, I'll ask another question.
We might need another question.
Another question.
Kirby.
Kirby, yes.
Can I use a lifeline?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Who can help me?
Bernie or Jars?
Jars.
Oh, no, okay. Bernie.
Travis Boak.
Yeah.
Good question, Bernie.
Well done. Well done, Kirby. He's won the prize. Bad luck.
I thought you were poor Adelaide,
Steve.
Thank
you so much.
Steve,
I thought you would have known one of the co-captains.
I panicked. I blanked.
Well done, mate.
Radio
great sport, Steve. And good luck on Saturday night. It'll be a cracking game of footy.
Sure will. Thanks,
well
guys.
Well done. Kirby, congratulations. Well done. Hato, what's she won?
Head to the Sandful Statewide Super League game this weekend. You will be there with a double pass, Kirby. Thank you so much for playing,
Thank
both of you.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
No problems. And it's really good to see that management's request to stop talking over one another has been completely friggin' ignored for a second day in a row. Gentlemen, I did some poking around the internet again.
There we go. You love doing this.
I don't want to know what you poke around on the internet watching.
What do you find?
Well, I find a lot of things revolving you getting suspended, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Who?
Just.
I am Burn.
No, he meant suspended.
Not on radio.
Radio.
Yeah,
that's kind of,
I would never do that. Yeah. Never do that. Jeez.
Anyway, I happen to come across a couple of websites, which I've averaged out, which is based on salary investments accumulative work over the last 5 financial years, according to the public, how much you three are independently worth.
Oh, okay. I think I know who this is going to be.
Go. Who are you going to start with first?
Well, I'll start with the one and only Bernie Vince.
Yeah, nice.
The young gun.
Yeah,
just out of the game.
Well, these aren't in any particular order.
3 years. I've done a tax return for 4 years.
I wouldn't be saying that, mate.
I wouldn't be saying that out too.
Whoops. Did that slip out?
Just a touch. Bernie Vince.
Right.
His net worth is between an estimated $2.2 to $3 million Australian.
What?
Based on salary investments accumulative work over the last 5 financial years.
What about all the cash under my bed?
That's not
not included.
No.
That slipped
in
out
the,
too.
In the walls. Buried
so
in
you're
the
worth,
garden.
You're worth $2.5 to $3 million.
All up.
Well, 2.2, I think he said.
$2.2 to $3 million Australian.
Listen. Yeah, listen, that's what he said.
Andrew Jarman, the king, the unofficial mayor of Henley Beach.
I know he's more than that.
Sitting on a bomb down
that
there.
That would just cover, that double me, just from his house.
According to their poking around, 800 to 900 thousand.
Nah, that's not
now,
right.
Most of that is in those Jarma Magic books he's got sitting somewhere in storage.
His house would be 3.5.
I'm a lightweight.
You've got
What's
your house?
Fooled.
3.5
You've
four?
Got him all fooled.
What?
Your house would be 3.5 mil.
I wouldn't know.
At least.
No, I don't know.
So, and you've paid that off.
Is that what you're paying tax on?
I wouldn't know.
Are you
know.
Being honest with
yes.
the ATO?
Now he's gone back to that pommy bloody cricket commentator again.
So I'm happy with that.
Well, this is,
humble. This is bullshit. No, it's not. No, right, Hato.
Yeah, I can see where this is going.
Gregory
so this Blewett. Is clearly
this is
incorrect.
Good. Gregory yeah. Blewett.
Mm. Gregory.
Now, the man has played for his country, played on the world stage.
Oh, hello.
Has a very healthy amount of Instagram followers.
Yes.
Based on
Big
your salary.
Deals. Sorry for talking over you.
No, you're right, mate.
Teeth, tan, all that
yes.
sort of stuff.
Well, that'd be more outgoing
hygienic
than incoming. But
products.
Endorsements.
Yeah.
No, endorsements.
Spray tan salon.
Greg Blewett is worth an estimated $8.5 to $10 million.
Oh, I knew it!
There is that why I'm paying so much tax?
Probably.
No, that is.
I don't know how accurate these are, but those are the figures that are being reported online.
Is that pre-divorce or post?
Oh, yeah, we're going to halve that.
Yeah.
Half
that, take 3/4
half
of that out of
that.
There.
And then the new wife is she churns through it, so that's coming.
If we
way
do
down.
That, if we halve it, jeez. Then it goes down to 3.25, which is quite an oddy number. I mean, odd number.
So,
so he's got it. He's got
Slap.
It.
He is. He's quick. So you're worth about eight mil. You're worth about 3 mil, and I'm just a little
between 800,000 and a million. Yes.
No, that's
I've got
okay.
I'm tax returns. No, and I'll get back to you.
I'm happy. You know what? It's not about wealth for me. It's about health, and that's all I care about.
Josh, you're not getting paid for this live read.
Yeah, and you didn't stuff it up. That was a surprise.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's footy tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at Seeker. footytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Well, last week, Bernie Vince had a very healthy lead, but the round just gone. Bluey tipping 5, Bernie 4, and Andrew Jarman only getting 3 correct tips across the line.
Are you kidding me?
Horrendous.
Oh, I got 6, by the way, Hados.
I've had a horrible year.
Down here. I do apologize. Six. Do apologize.
Honestly, I've had a terrible year this year.
Yeah, but we're talking about footy tips now.
Old Nostradamus over there, you're not going well.
At the MCG, Friday, Richmond v Geelong.
Tigers for me.
Tigers, yes, sir.
Oh, he's got the coin out again.
Second.
Geelong.
The Cats.
Geelong.
Giants v Essendon.
Giants.
I'm going Essendon.
Giants for Bernie.
Giants.
Gold Coast Suns v Saints.
Gold Coast.
Saints.
If you flick that again,
Saints,
it could go missing somewhere.
Second.
Saints. Oh. North v Pies.
Mm. Oh, good.
Pies. Marvel Stadium.
Pies.
Whoever's first.
While he's flicking, why don't
North
you say
Melbourne.
Something?
Pie. I'm going North Melbourne. Melbourne. North Melbourne.
Melbourne v Swans at the G.
Melbourne.
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 Port v Adelaide Crows. Adelaide Oval, 7:10 when Triple M will be rocking football.
Port.
Port.
Hawthorn v West Coast at the MCG.
West Coast can't travel.
I'm going West Coast.
West Coast.
Bulldogs v the Blues at Marvel Stadium.
Charles didn't pick one.
No, well, he went Hawthorn because he said
they
can't travel.
You can't.
He made a comment.
No, but I made comment, but I didn't give a tip. Can you just let me get the tip out?
Baz is so sick of you asking that question,
West Coast.
By the way.
What did Hayday say?
This would be Hayday's last gig. West Coast.
Keep going.
Brisbane Lions v Freo.
No, we haven't done the Bulldogs-Carlton game.
Bulldogs v Carlton.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm going Bulldogs.
And finally, Lions v Freo.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
There it is. Love footy. You'll love Seeker's footy tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Can you hurry up? Because Bluey has to tee off.
Get out of your phone, Giles, and start listening.
Yep, go for
it. Because I need your full eyeballs at me. What are you looking through?
No, I'm just blocking a couple of flogs.
Oh, don't worry about it.
On Instagram, who have been very nasty.
He's nowhere.
Because of the tips. So they can go and get.
Right. Do you know, Blue, because Jars, can we just turn him off? I don't want him part of this whatsoever. You know bulls, right? You know the bullfighting?
Yes.
Over in overseas.
Spain.
Spain, Mexico, those sort of places in the bull ring. And they spear him and they hold the red flag.
Mm, very cruel.
Yeah, it is very cruel.
Mm.
But do you know. Well, you know what colour it is, red.
Mm.
And our belief is that they charge it red.
Mm.
I'll give you a fact here.
They're not colourblind, are they?
The colour red doesn't really make bulls angry.
Right.
They're colourblind.
Oh, jeez.
So that is all for show.
Blue got one right.
It is all for show.
There you go.
I think I heard a sort of a noise come from over there or something, but he must have jammed his finger in his phone flap thing.
That is fascinating.
A
lot of animals are colourblind. Yeah. Did you know that? There's a fact.
Oh, now you're getting involved, are you? I told you to shut down. If you want to be part of this, just piss off out of it.
Oh, you know, Chris Rogers, the ex...
Had to wear glasses because he was colourblind.
No, glasses don't fix your colour.
Oh, my God.
No, he was colourblind, but he couldn't... The pink ball, he was nowhere.
So why did he play cricket if he couldn't see the pink ball?
Well, because it's only...
Louis,
wasn't he's an older player. The pink ball came in.
You've forgotten that we were not,
talking
to this bloke. And he should be turned off. I asked him to be turned
off. Please
turn him
off.
But this is a good one. GPS. We all use GPS, right? Mm. And it's a great thing. If you're trying to get somewhere, it's brilliant.
I live on Google Maps.
It's free, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, it's not free.
Hey?
Because it's free for the world to use, but it costs $2 million per day to operate.
Oh.
And is paid with tax revenue.
You're joking.
There you go.
So Google Maps, Google would send each country a bill. Right.
It's paid from tax revenue, though, the majority of it. But it does cost money. I've always thought that. I'm like, we're using this for free. Jars, maybe type this into your Google Maps. Just put in as far away place as you can possibly find and start driving because we don't need you.
say goodbye to Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And a big hello to TradeZone,
Australia's largest electrical wholesaler.
Sparkies, buy all your electrical and solar supplies at tradezone.com.au.
Then pick up at their new Parafield warehouse
and score free brekkie and coffee before 9:30.